Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
12,000 heads of cattle tagged to date on the National Animal Identification and Traceability System. Stay with us to hear more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You are listening to Calling Farmers.
Students 16 to 18 years old, listen up.
After fifth form, where next?
The Career Advancement Program, CAP.
The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information offers 2 additional years of training to prepare you for higher learning and the job market.
Free tuition available at more than 100 institutions island-wide in partnership with the HeartTrust NTA.
For more information and to register, go to moey.gov.jm.
Call 967-9020 or 967-7802 or email cap@moey.gov.jm.
The Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries is reporting that 12,000 heads of cattle have been tagged since the inception of the National Animal Identification and Traceability System, NATES, in 2015. This spans the parishes of St. Anne, St. Catherine, St. James and St. Mary, Clarendon, St. Thomas, Portland, Trelawney, Manchester, Hanover and St. Elizabeth. As part of its ongoing implementation of the system, the ministry has intensified its appeal to cattle farmers to ensure their animals are tagged. The Tag It and Trace It media campaign launched this month is the latest in a series of activities aimed at getting stakeholders to continue to support the initiative. The National Animal Identification and Traceability System makes it a legal requirement for all farms and establishments owning cattle to be registered, the cattle to be affixed with NATES air tags and issued with cattle passports. All information gathered is stored electronically under the control of the Veterinary Service Division. The initiative is funded by the Inter-American Development Bank through the Agricultural Competitiveness Program. It is anticipated that the program will be fully implemented in another 2 to 3 years. The initiative is also expected to enhance food safety and reduce larceny of livestock. The Agriculture Ministry through the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, as part of its ongoing sensitization program, has issued the following tip to help farmers mitigate the outbreak of the beet army worm.
We advise farmers to always try to use the non-chemical strategies first. Chemical control should only be used when necessary. For example, the population in the field is increasing rapidly.
That tip was brought to you by the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Every dog thinks he is a lion in his master's yard. Translation: every dog thinks he is a lion in his master's yard. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Want to see amazing Jamaican art? Visit the 2017 Jamaica Visual Arts National Exhibition at the Jamaica Conference Center, downtown Kingston, May 7 to August 18, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday to Friday. You will be amazed by the paintings, sculpture, ceramics, and drawings. Admission free, so stop by with a friend and walk the halls and even purchase a piece of art. Sponsored by the Tourism Enhancement Fund, Jamaica Conference Center, and KSAMC, a Jamaica 55 event.
We're committed to reducing the impact of disasters occurring in Jamaica. We're ever ready to assist you before, during and after a disaster. But everybody have a role to play, so make we work together and follow the plan. Whether rich or poor or where you come from, hurricanes affect everyone. So
be prepared.
Prevention is better than cure.
Be prepared.
Listen to ADPEM.
A message from the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, people are more confident and powerful when they are in their own territory. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Student Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.